Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. We're delighted to have you on board with us today as we face the issues. We're going to be dealing with a very, very serious subject today, a subject that I believe is on the hearts and the minds of every conservative, every patriotic American. It should be on the hearts and the minds of every Christian in America today, and that is the direction that our nation is going in. We'll be talking about a glimpse into the future, a glimpse into the future. What will the future of America be like after we've enjoyed some 244 years of a constitutional republic and a representative form of government? What will our nation be like if Joe Biden, if it's a Biden-Harris administration in the future? That's what we want to examine today, how we want to look at it. What does the future hold? I have with me today and on the set here in our studio, Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor Davis and I will be talking with you about these issues and inviting you to call in. Let me remind you, lest I forget it, that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issues. And as normal, let me just simply say, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on some political ideological bent. We do not base our discussion on anything that we call denominational dogma. We do not base our discussion on the issues and what we are talking about on anything less than the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that's the final authority. It doesn't make any difference what a Republican says or Democrat or no party affiliation. It doesn't make any difference what the Black Lives Matter may say or those that are controlling them, paying the piper, if you will, George Soros and others, even though Fox News doesn't even like to talk about George Soros in a negative sense. It doesn't make any difference what they think, say, or feel. It is predicated on the Word of God. It was Jesus, in speaking to his disciples in John 8:31 and 32, said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus in John 14:6 says, "I am truth." It is the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ as seen, as revealed in his written word. This is the reason Jesus said in John 17:17, "Thy word is truth." It's the truth of the Word of God that ought to carry the day for every listener. So let me challenge you today, if you're listening, if you have been deceived, deluded, somehow sidetracked on truth, let's get back to the truth. Let's speak from truth. It was George Orwell, the secularist, a number of years ago, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The closer we get to the rapture of the church, the more we're going to find the prosecution and persecution of Christians for standing on the truth. It's the truth of the Word of God that we need to stand on. This is the reason the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus made this wonderful statement. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, defend the truth, even to death. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're watching the precursor of the day if Jesus tarries, if the rapture tarries. We're watching the precursor of that day when we will stand and face death if we stand on the truth of the Word of God. Now, I know some will say, well, I don't believe that. Some will, as I call it, bow up in the back and resent that. That's all right. You can be wrong if you want to. You can be wrong if you want to. I understand that there are some that disagree and that feel that the rapture is not found in the Scripture. but it's on the very horizon. And I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm praying that the rapture comes before we see the quagmire that we're headed into in America. But it just may be that God wants to refine us. It just may be that God wants to draw us closer to himself. Just may be that God is going to determine that the way to do that is to allow his judgment to fall on America that will get our attention. I believe that the hurricanes, I believe that the so-called climate change is not climate change. It's God's getting our attention. I believe that the fires in on the West Coast, I believe that the earthquakes that we'll continue to see taking place across the nation and around the world, I believe it's God saying, listen up, listen up. I'm on the throne. I want your attention. I want you to adhere to biblical truth and follow me. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about all of that in a moment, a glimpse into the future. First, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about landscape equipment for the professional and for the homeowner. They have a knowledgeable staff to answer all of your questions about the hurricane preparedness and the generator backup equipment that's needed. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. It's where the gigantic flag is flying. There's a flag pole about 165 feet in the air. Old Glory, American flag is flying 24/7. Find that flagpole at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. And at the base of that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 831-0917. In the very midst of the monologue, after the monologue, we'll get into the dialogue and discussion with Pastor Davis and I discussing the issues that are current, cutting edge, and that are profoundly affecting our nation. We'll be talking about those issues. But ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we need to pray for our president. We need to pray for our president. Amen. And first lady. Amen. We need to pray for the president and his entire cabinet. We need to pray for the president and his entire staff. We need to pray for the president, ladies and gentlemen. He has just been tested positive for COVID-19. And while social media, ladies and gentlemen, is alive and pushing the evil wishes on our president, I believe every believer, everyone under the sound of my voice, we need to stop even now and pray and ask God to protect our president and his family. And while I'm on that subject, lest I forget it, let me remind you that Tony Perkins is calling for his team to lock in across America and have prayer for our president today at 12 o'clock. In fact, I'm looking at a text on it. Join Tony Perkins and our team today at 12 o'clock Eastern Time as we pray for healing for the president and the first lady. You can do so, ladies and gentlemen. Jot this number down. I encourage you to join in that prayer team at 12 o'clock today. It is, the telephone number is 855-855-962-1315. 855-962-1315. That's the Tony Perkins and his prayer team that will be praying for our president, first lady, and for our nation. Join in. Amen. That prayer team today, 855-962-1315. I realize that will be at the halfway point of our broadcast, but you can either stay tuned on the broadcast, Let's Face the Issues, or join in that prayer team in praying for our president. I encourage you to do that. Amen. I encourage us today, Pastor Davis, I believe that we need to pray for our president. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, take a moment. Pray audibly for our president, for the first lady, for our nation, and for the election that's just before us, that as Christians, as conservatives, we'll make the right choice and the right decision on how we vote. Amen. Pray for us.
Amen. First of all, I do want to say good morning to all of my family and friends.
Amen.
Charlton County Public Library, if you're listening this morning, I thank God for you on today, and everyone that's joining us this morning by way of broadcast.
Yes.
Let me first start off saying, Dr. Youngblood, this is the proper perspective and attitude that we should have.
Absolutely.
On today. We should never wish any ill on anybody.
That's right.
I don't know why that seemed to be the consensus of some people in the nation on today. But we need to know and understand as Christians,
yes,
If we are not praying for our leaders, we are not doing our Christian duty.
That's right.
I don't care how much you hate that person. I don't care how much you have odds with them. I don't care how much you disagree with them. If you are a Christian on today and you have a leader over you, you have to first know and understand it's not you that put them up there. The Bible tells us that God is the one that sets them up.
Yes.
And he is the one that takes them down.
Yes.
Second Timothy tells us over there, amen, in chapter 2, verse 1.
Yes.
Say, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior.
Amen.
God would have us to do this, Dr. Youngblood. And if we don't do this, then we're not doing our Christian duty. I don't care how much you might hate a person.
That's right.
You're not doing your job. So you don't have a reason to complain if you're not praying for the president all of those who are in authority. If it comes down to your local pastor.
That's right.
Much as you might disagree with him, you have to pray for that pastor. He's a human being. He has a great job and a duty to perform as well. And he needs all the prayer and strength and the help that he can receive, especially from the congregation.
And as I tell people, we need to, at this moment, pray for our president, for his healing, for his strength, etc. You may vote otherwise, but pray for him.
Amen.
And I believe that if you pray for him, God's going to move your heart to vote for him.
Amen. 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 So let us go before our Heavenly Father in a word of prayer just for a minute. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you right now on behalf of our leader today, the leader of the free world, the leader of this United States of America, this great country. God, we love our country on today. We love you most of all, but we're asking you right now to look down upon him right now in the name of Jesus. Touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, and touch his wife right now in Jesus' name. Touch the whole administration, Father. They all need you and need you in a special way.
Yes.
Father, we're asking you to work a miracle right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to heal right now, spirit, soul, and body. Father, you got all power in your hand, and there's nothing too hard for you. Father, we ask you to do it right now in a mighty way, and we'll tell you thank you, and we'll praise you over and over again. In Jesus' precious name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much for that, Brother Davis. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got 33 days, 33 days, including today, till the election. And ladies and gentlemen, the anti-American thugs, the BLM, the Black Lives Matter, that has nothing to do with skin tonation, but all to do with the anarchy and the Maoist communist approach to tear down our nation, Antifa in the same category, the socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Party, all would like to see the worst for our president. They would like to see the worst for our nation.
Amen.
And if it were possible, Brother Davis, I believe that many of these, just with the Nancy Pelosi and the Chuck Schumer, the AOC and all of those in that same category in the Democratic Party, I believe they're gleeful behind the scenes right now.
Amen.
Because they've been threatening him. They've been trying to intimidate him because he's a no-masker, basically, that he believes that he shouldn't hide behind a mask. But yet they're saying probably behind the scenes, I told you so, I told you so.
Amen. And if you can remember, Dr. Youngblood, when the president lost his brother, some people had the nerve to say that the wrong person passed away.
That's right.
How heartless and gutless.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is the leader that we are looking forward to lead us in the right way, the way that God leads him.
That's right.
We have to know and understand, when we look at the book of Proverbs, chapter 21, I believe it is, tells us in the first verse, that the heart of the king is in the hand of God.
Yes, yes.
Like the rivers of water, God turns his heart any direction that he wants to turn it.
Right.
God is in control. He's controlling this man.
I think
you have to know and understand he can't even do what he wants to do, even if he wants to do it.
That's right.
He's got to do it the way that God wants it done. So that's why we need to continue supporting him in prayer.
Absolutely. Supporting him in prayer. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to look at the future. 33 days from now, and of course, I am of the opinion, even though I'm saying 33 days from now, Pastor Davis, I'm of the opinion we won't have a clear-cut resolution as to the election.
Amen.
On November the 3rd. There's some states that have now passed laws that will allow ballots to be counted up to 9 days after the election. And with already finding the ballot harvesting, already seeing the fraudulent things taking place in relationship to the ballots, I'm concerned, Pastor Davis, about the future of our election. I'm looking at an article here that says the Biden's Texas director implicated in massive mail-in ballot harvesting scheme in Harris County, Texas. Campaign operatives in Texas is attempting to rig the 2020 election with help of others in the massive ballot harvesting scheme, according to two private investigators who testified under oath that they have video evidence documenting and witnesses to prove it. With the help of mass mail-in ballots, the illegal ballot harvesting operation could harvest up to 700,000 ballots in Harris County, Texas alone. And that's coming out of the Biden leadership, the Biden director in the state of Texas that's doing that, ladies and gentlemen. If that's taking place now, can you imagine what the future will be if the Biden-Harris team become the administration leading our nation? We of all people, ladies and gentlemen, we need to pray for the election. We need to pray for the health of our president. We need to pray that God will divinely intervene and give us victory in this election. Ladies and gentlemen, of all people, we need to recognize the condition of our cities and our states that are now controlled by the socialist, Marxist, BLM, Maoist Democratic Party. Just imagine for a bit, ladies and gentlemen. What if all of America is ruled and regulated and controlled and the oversight given, as we're seeing now in Seattle, Washington, as we're seeing in Portland, Oregon, we're seeing in all of the state of California, as we're witnessing that's taking place in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, New York and Michigan? What if our nation were operated by the leadership as we're seeing in those cities and states? We'd be in trouble, wouldn't we?
This would be, it would be a catastrophe. I would hate to see it.
Yeah, I would hate to see it. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're wanting us to do today, is focus on looking into the future.
Amen.
What will the future be like? So for all of us who think that somehow, some way, there are multitudes out there that look at it and say, well, President Trump's bad. He uses bad words every now and then. He's a bad boy. But ladies and gentlemen, go back and look at the Bible, at those that God placed as kings over Israel. Look at some of those men and how God still miraculously used them for his purpose. And just as Pastor Davis said a moment ago, we need to understand that God has placed President Trump in the leadership role as president of our nation. We need to pray for him and recognize, ladies and gentlemen, and I couldn't have said it any more accurately myself, as Pastor Davis said a moment ago, recognize that God is turning his heart. God is turning him. President Trump is making the decisions that, though it's from a human standpoint as we see it, it is what God, I believe, is supernaturally involved in doing for our nation.
Amen. In fact, and can I say, Dr.
Yes, sir,
Youngblood,
jump in
spite of everything this man has endured since he's been in office, I think he's doing a pretty good job.
I do, absolutely.
I mean, all the fighting, on every hand. If he only had the opportunity to do his job,
he could stop it
like he's supposed to. I mean, without fighting all these people from the outside and the inside.
Right.
I mean, all of the, look at the court thing that they dragged him through, trying to get him
impeached.
Impeached from the office all these different things like that just kept coming up. And all these women, what happened to them?
They
ones that said that he molested them. Where are they now?
Yeah. Where
I mean,
they?
We had one on the surface about maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, but now where is she?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's unfair. I mean, I don't know, what the limitations are here about a statute of limitations on the government, on the laws that are passed. But I think it's unfair to a man, for someone to come back 25 or 30 years later and say, what you did to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
At 25.
Well, they tried that with Judge Kavanaugh, tried to destroy his reputation and his family. They've tried to do that with President Trump for almost 4 years now.
Amen.
They tried that with the Russia gate. They tried that with the Ukraine gate. They tried that with the impeach gate. They've tried that with every tool that they have. In fact, it's just as Nancy Pelosi says, we've got a lot of arrows in our quiver.
Amen.
And she's saying we've got a lot of ways that we can harm or hurt him, and they're trying to pull those arrows out day by day by day.
Well, I'm sure she's got some skeletons in the closet as well.
Oh, with some of the things she's saying now about his income and about the amount he paid. What most people are not aware of, Pastor Davis, Nancy Pelosi's husband, which she goes under a different last name than he does, Nancy Pelosi's husband is in the real estate buying and selling, building and developing identical to President Donald J. Trump. prior to his becoming president. And I would like to see Nancy Pelosi's tax return. I'd like to see her husband's tax returns, see how many hundreds of millions of dollars they made as a result of her influence in the House and in the political circle in D.C.
Amen.
I'd love
Amen.
To see what they've done with it and how much taxes they paid, and then see where the how the shoe fits on the other foot.
Amen.
Franklin Graham, ladies and gentlemen, in the October issue of Decision Magazine, had some insightful thoughts. It's about a four-page article. I'm going to read just about four paragraphs of it. Franklin Graham says, "Thankfully, under the current administration, our religious liberties have been protected and preserved through a number of executive orders and the appointment of conservative judges and justices. Through executive actions, the right to life for the unborn and the freedom for Christian organizations and professionals to practice according to their sincerely held religious beliefs have been advanced, upheld, and protected. However, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians." Hear what Franklin Graham is saying, ladies and gentlemen. It's on page 2 of Decision Magazine, October issue. "However, as the 2020 election draws near, I have a dire warning for Christians. This wonderful season of progress for the cause of religious freedom and the morals and biblical values we hold so dear could be quickly and perhaps even permanently reversed. Voters are choosing between two polar opposite visions for America. One that threatens to send our country spiraling down the dangerous road of socialism, and one that promises to uphold the Constitution and the constitutional freedoms our nation is built upon while making America the envy of the world. Look what is happening in the streets of our cities," Franklin Graham says. "Look at Oregon, Washington, Illinois, Wisconsin, New York. Lawlessness, anarchy, violence, and arson are rampant. Rioters are bent on mayhem and destruction. Police precincts have been torched. Stores looted. Businesses ruined. Incredibly, the authorities in some of these places have simply let it unfold without any repercussions for the perpetrators. The progressive leftists who are driving the socialist agenda want more power to be vested in the federal government so that they will have more authority to control those who disagree with them. It's all about power. It's all about control. It's all about preying on the weak and vulnerable. Make no mistake," Franklin Graham says, "socialism is the precursor to communism, where the state has absolute authority over all the people. We've seen this play out miserably in places like Eastern Europe, the Soviet Union, Cuba, and Venezuela." He goes on to say, I'm reading the words of Franklin Graham, "History teaches us that if the progressive socialist left can seize power, Christians especially will be targeted. Believers will always refuse to bow to the power of the state if it asks us to disobey the scriptures. And the left believes they can force us to betray our beliefs as Christians." Ladies and gentlemen, the article is extensive, but wonderfully well stated from Franklin Graham. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, every Christian must pray.
Amen.
We must jump in and pray. We must pray that God will divinely intervene in the November 3rd election. We must pray that God will give us victory. We must pray that God will deliver us from the evil that shall prevail, I believe, under a Biden socialist Marxist communist agenda if he is elected. The socialist Marxist BLM Democratic governors and mayors have already indicated what they will do. Listen, Brother Davis, I've outlined just 3 or 4 or 5 points very quickly that we'll look at before we do an analysis. In the latter portion of this broadcast, we'll look at the proposed Biden administration and what they will do and what President Trump has done and shall continue to do for the Christians and conservatives and for the economy and for the preservation of America. And by the way, let me just tuck this in, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump doesn't draw a dime salary. He takes his total Amen. Salary, contributes it back into the U.S. Treasury, or donates it to a viable nonprofit organization that is beneficial to society each and every quarter as the paycheck is written. And so I don't know how Joe Biden will do. I do know that he's been, Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and others have been mocking President Trump because supposedly paid $750 in taxes last year after making hundreds of millions of dollars. And as he said in the debate, Pastor Davis, he pointed to Joe Biden and said, I'm just doing what Obama and Biden administration set up for the tax deduction for you to avoid taxation. Joe and Joe Biden made $13.3 million last year, and they avoided paying taxes, which should have been about $500,000 to $750,000. They avoided all of the taxes on that $13.3 million. So who's calling who right or wrong? Looking at what is happening, though, Pastor Davis, with the present leadership in relationship to the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist parties that's operating in cities called the Democrats in cities and states. We've seen closures of our churches across the nation, thousands of them still closed, suits having to be filed, and having attorneys involved and courts involved just trying to reopen the churches. There's the prosecution of the pastors, even putting pastor in jail for preaching the gospel, fining churches and church members just for attending church, issuing unconstitutional executive orders that control the people and usurp authority that's not afforded them in the Constitution. We've seen them pass laws that destroy our Bill of Rights, and including our religious liberties and our freedom of speech. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble if the Biden-Harris team takes the leadership role.
Amen.
I'm looking at page 10 of Decision Magazine by Franklin Graham. This is an article written by someone else, but it's in the Decision Magazine, October issue of 2020. On the issue of religious freedom, the Trump administration has very deliberately tried to establish a favorable record. Since President Trump took office, the Department of Justice has actively intervened in a number of cases involving religious discrimination, and at the U.S. Supreme Court, the DOJ argued alongside the ADF, that's Alliance Defending Freedom, and two critical religious freedom victories protecting faithful citizens from being coerced to express themselves in conflict with their religious beliefs. The DOJ has filed many briefs in the lower courts supporting First Amendment rights, including cases in which churches have been singled out for special restrictions during COVID-19 pandemic. The two candidates also differ on abortion. President Trump has consistently supported the conscience objections of nuns paying for the abortion drug coverage. Biden opposes such exemptions, even the faith groups. And while Trump has vowed to appoint judges who will overturn Roe versus Wade, Biden has promised to appoint judges who will defend it. I believe we have a call on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Hi, Dr. Youngblood. Hi, Brother Davis. How are you today?
Good morning.
Good to have you on there with us.
I was calling to bring up a couple of points about our Satanistic, demonic media. Because
Do that quickly. We've got a minute and 45 seconds before the break.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Ralph Northam also got diagnosed with COVID, too, and he has his state on lockdown where they have to wear masks. So are masks really saving you from COVID if the mayor in Virginia had it and now President Trump has it? And the other thing that I have to bring up about Ralph Northam is how come we're still sitting here how many years later talking about President Trump being a racist, but nobody's ever figured out if Ralph Northam was the guy in the blackface or if he was the one in the KKK outfit? And all
Both.
The fact that he likes to kill babies and leave them on the counter and call it abortion. And how come Herman Cain was also put through such bad light because he went to a Trump campaign and supposedly died from COVID? They're disgusting and they're evil, and everybody should stop watching them. And that's all I have to say.
Absolutely. Good insight on that. Very, very good for you in the conversation. Yes, I'm with you. If you have those that have worn a mask, if they have been under quarantine, if they've already been doing the social distancing, and yet they've come down with COVID-19, how can we then point a finger at President Trump and say it's because of what he has or has not done? Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a one-minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dial. We're talking about today a glimpse into the future. What will the future be like if Biden and Harris is put into position of leadership in America? Hang in there. We'll be right back after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University, in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.